It's been a while. Time for us to have a little chat. I don't know what to do with you. Let you go. Let you stay. I see that look when I said let you go. Don't get your hopes up. It's just a thought. I'm just brainstorming. I've also had the thought that I should just cement up the door down here and leave you to starve. Frankly, that would be the most risk-free option for me and the easiest. But a thought is a thought. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it. See, there's your face giving away everything again. You really need to learn how to have a better poker face if you want to make it in this world. Anywho, back to the point. After 6 months of listening to my audio over and over and over, I really feel you're 90% all mine. I was thinking 100%, but that look gave you away. Tell me, do you really think anyone is still missing you? Friends? Family? After all this time? Really? I watched the news. For a while there was a flurry of searching when you first came home to me, but it ended surprisingly fast. You've been declared dead. No one's waiting for you, dear. Enough with the minutiae. Let's get back to the important reason that I'm even down here trying to have a chat. Have you perchance noticed lately I've been feeding you all my doggy bags? I brought you a blanket and some old vitamins I found in the back of my medicine cabinet. Probably from 1984. Yes, I'm sure you have noticed. Here's the thing. I'm not getting any younger, and my womb is not getting any younger. And it's aching for a baby. Oh, there's that look again. Stop it with the looks of terror. It's annoying and, frankly, it's immature. How old are you anyway? If you're old enough to fuck me, you're old enough to be a father. I mean, that's just plain logic. And think about it. You're a good-looking kid. And I'm quite desirable, if I do say so. Imagine what our babies would look like. They'd be beautiful babies. And I want us to be a family. I've told you that. I know somewhere deep inside, even though it's a scary proposition, I know you want that too. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to have a family with me in this beautiful house? So listen up and listen good. I want your sperm. I want it all, and I want it deep, deep inside of me. The food, vitamins, keeping your boys warm, all means to this end. Making sure you're healthy, fertile, and have huge, juicy, sloppy loads to deposit at the entrance of my womb. So, the next step to ensuring your balls are as full and heavy as they can get is this thing. Ta-da! It's top of the line, of course, as I'm sure you've noticed all my toys are. Every day for the next week, I'll come down here to visit you. I'll be wearing this, my crotchless bodysuit. I bought it in Paris. Do you like it? It's quite nice, isn't it? I like the way it hugs my curves. It's like a second skin. Do you see how my pussy peeks out from that hole? I expect you'll be dripping a lot in the next week, and I don't want any of your nasty cum on me. I want your sperm inside me. There's a big difference. On me is foul. Don't you agree? Of course you do. So I'll wear my bodysuit and we'll practice outer course to get your balls churning. You do remember outer course, don't you? I taught you about that way back when you first got here and you were still a virgin. Maybe I'll rub my pussy up against your cock. Or maybe I'll rub my ass up against it. 5 minutes a day should do it. After I tease you and get those balls working to their fullest capacity, then I will lock you right back up in this thing. By next week, you'll be more than ready, probably begging, as you have a tendency to do. You are a little beggar, aren't you? This time next week will be the height of my cycle. I'll milk your cock with my hands and my mouth to ensure your squirt is powerful. And finally, I'll present you with my pussy peeking out from my bodysuit. And you will fuck me hard. And you will deposit your load as deeply inside of me as you possibly can get. Does that sound like a plan? Good. Goodness, I'm so wet just talking about it. Look at this. Here, feel this. It's completely sopping wet. Ugh, it's quite disgusting, my lack of control. It's these hormones, I swear. But whatever. You know what? I think I need to do something about these hormones. I need to relieve some of this sexual pressure right now. My clit's been throbbing just talking about this, thinking about this for days now. I see you've also recovered from your earlier terror like a champ. You're so consistently hard for me. I like that. I'm going to lean over on your bed, table, whatever, and you will come up behind me and tease my pussy with your cockhead a bit first, And then I want you to slide your hard cock between my pussy lips. Come on. Do it now. I don't have all day. I need to squeeze this orgasm out. Yes, come up right behind me. Slap your cock on my pussy. You see how it's framed by my bodysuit? It's like a target. That's right. So rub your cockhead up and down. Don't you dare slide in. Yeah, right there. Oh, God. Yes. Reach around and stroke my slit. Yeah. Just slide your finger up and down. Oh, while your cock slides between my pussy lips and gets it all wet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Slide that cock up and down my lips. Oh, yeah, it's so slippery. Oh, thank God you have such a nice, fat, firm cock. Boy, it's perfect to use as a dildo. You're trying to slide it home, aren't you? Don't you dare do that, boy. Not today. Oh, just keep doing this a little bit longer. This will not take long. Oh, God. Stop trying to rub one out on my ass, boy. Have a little self-respect. Follow directions. Yeah. Faster. Yeah, it's good. Just the outer course today. Oh, I can feel your balls against my thighs. Yeah, boy. Oh, God, yes, boy. Oh, fuck, yes. Was nice. That was just enough, wasn't it? Well, for me. Oh, good job. Good job. Okay. Well, now comes the time when I lock you up. It's going to be challenging to fit this on you when you're so engorged. Although, I think I can manage. There. Look how sexy that looks. There's something so hot about a hard, wet cock all locked up in a shiny metal cage, straining to get out. All locked up and no place to go. Not unlike yourself, eh? Well, pat pat. Ciao. Mwah. I'll see you tomorrow, boy. Maybe we can have an ass date tomorrow, since you seem to want that so much. Do try not to drip all over the place, though, tonight. Okay? Yuck. Ta-ta now.